Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And then he goes, because you're on the air and you're talking, he whispers in my ear, he goes, come here, whisper. Ross Tucker was wrong.
That's my guy right there. I love that. I got sandbagged by Ross. Nah, Ross just kicked my ass. I'll just be honest about it. But big thanks again to everybody at the Fairview Park Tavern. Want to say big thanks to Daryl Ryder. Big thanks to Pete Futek. Big thanks to Doran Dickerson of The Fan in Pittsburgh. Andrew Whitworth, a longtime NFL tackle, Super Bowl winner, Football on Prime. Andrew joined us at 5, Doran at 4:20. Pete at 4, Daryl at 3:40, if you guys want to listen back on the free Odyssey app. But we got one segment to go here, and, you know, as we kind of wait for some of the injury news to kind of pile in here, I will ask you whether you have any best guesses on just a few things on tonight's game, kind of what you're expecting to see.
Yeah, the expectation, I'm just not expecting any sort of big blowout or anything like that. It's going to be a tight game. I really do believe that. But I'm trying to put myself in the position of what, like 3 hours from now, Nick, could I end up being like, geez, was that stupid? And that take, I think, might be at the top of it. Because the Browns have given us no reason to believe, and it's one of these games where we're sitting back and just the more and more people we discuss it with, I'm letting my friends in the desert get in my head. I can't figure out why this line is 3.5. It's bonkers to me that they would – it's like no one's watched this team play, Nick.
So it's funny you say that. I wonder – if we've talked ourselves into this game being more gettable.
I think so many people that we've talked to today, what's the vibe? Everyone thinks that we can win this game. Why do you have a 2-8 football team and there's so much belief around this team?
And so I like that's part of the whole thing, and it's why I do not make predictions anymore. One, because I've embarrassed myself enough. But two, because quite frankly, guys, I'm sick of getting disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's why I haven't wanted to like lean into it, but there are reasons to believe they can do it. I just don't want to be disappointed by this team again.
All right, let's break down those reasons. Like, what has to happen for the Browns to actually end up in the win column tonight? Because we've thought of so many doomsday-esque scenarios all day long. What is the way that this goes right? Is it Nick Chubb finding the fountain of youth and then just running the hell like crazy?
I mean, it feels like that's the thing, right?
It feels like that's the boomer bust scenario. Yeah. Like, Nick Chubb has to go back to being the old Nick Chubb.
Here's another thing. Dustin Hopkins has to make his kicks.
Well, that's the thing. All these people are just talking about the kicking differential and the idea that Bosworth has missed one kick the entire season. And it's like Boswell, excuse me. And it's wild to me.
And let's go ahead and get to the injury report. Metro Health Rehabilitation Center. Injuries brought to you by the Rehabilitation Institute at Metro Health. We keep Cleveland moving. The inactives are out. Bailey Zappi, inactive. Deontay Foreman, inactive. Cornerback Chigozie Anuseum. Nailed it.
Way to go for it. Way to go for it.
Tackle Jed Wills, who even when he's active, he's inactive. And then tight end Jeff Swaim. And again, the injury report brought to you by the Rehabilitation Institute at Metro Health. We keep Cleveland moving. Jed's never playing again for the Cleveland Browns, right?
Yes. When you're starting Jermaine Ifedi, who will be the fourth left tackle now to start for the Browns this season, when you're giving Ifedi the call, that's what I always say. It's over for Jed Wills. That's a thing I say. When you go to Ifedi, it's over for Jed Wills.
And by the way, you said it before this season, too.
Yeah.
Well, you said it way back when Jermaine Ifedi was in Seattle.
For the preseason game?
Yeah, you were like, when you go to a Ifedi, that's when Jed is done.
Oddly enough, we used a Ifedi as the point of emphasis for why Stefanski wasn't going to ever play Deshaun Watson. It was like, when Jermaine Ifedi's out there, we can't take it seriously that he's ever going to play a starting quarterback. And now you fast forward and Jermaine Ifedi is the starting left tackle.
So is Jed Wills the new Jermaine Ifedi? If you see it out there, pray for the quarterback.
That's what happened in the preseason game. That's legitimately, that was the whole conversation.
I think Jed Wills is a great way to tell who's still drinking the Stefanski and Barry Kool-Aid and who is not. Because there's two camps of people. There is, he must have got hurt again, people. And then there's everyone else, like, he's not hurt. They just are done with him.
You know what, though? Can I say this? I feel like good for the Browns for at least showing a backbone. You know?
Yeah. No, I think – well, yeah, but they're, listen, I understand, Kevin. Oh, I don't do that in broad daylight. I lie about everything, and I'm player-friendly. This was the one layup that if you really wanted to show Browns fans you were a leader, you would just come out and be like, hey, it wasn't about – actually, they can't do it for the reason I'm about to say. But, hey, we didn't like the comments. We're – Jed's not part of our future. We love him. We're not going to cut him, but he's just not going to play here anymore. Now, the problem why they won't do it is because I think they benched him because he dare say he wasn't 100% and they wanted him to play. And I think that is the worst for an organization that is god awful at handling injury news. I have no idea how you're bad at that. Just say the thing. There's nothing taboo about this.
Yeah.
But they've talked themselves into circles, and they have no idea how to communicate that information. Jed actually did a bigger cardinal sin than the business decision line. He said, yeah, I was 70%. I didn't feel like it could be that great, but they thought I was good enough to play. And that is the thing that they – because you don't want the NFL coming down and inspecting that.
Yeah, but we did wonder. We wondered if they, in turn, would just be like, we don't care, we're down to Jermaine Ifedi, we need to see you out there, and obviously that's been proven that that's not the case.
Yeah, so... Good luck,
Nick Chubb.
Send in, at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on Twitter. We do want to hear from you guys. Given that Jed Wills is inactive for the second straight game, do you think we'll actually see him out there at any point the rest of the season? It would be really wild if Jermaine Ifedi just got hurt and then all of a sudden they had their bluffs called on that one. I mean, last year they were under Jerron Christian, who I believe is back again this year.
Oh, yeah.
Just bringing back guys who – I mean, I actually thought Jerron was okay last year. He acquitted himself. But that was with Bill Callahan. Now, getting back to the game at hand.
Yeah.
All right, okay, so we've said Nick Chubb.
Only scenario, right? Because Jameis isn't going to throw for 300 or 400 yards like he did last week. It's just not on the cards for tonight's game. It just isn't. Steelers have the second-best defense in the NFL, and we've talked about the weather and everything attached to that. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. You know, sometimes Stefanski, when it seems very, very obvious to run the football, if he's hell-bent on his plan being throw the ball, he still throws the ball. I'm thinking about that Saints game a couple years ago, the one where Njoku was so cold and Njoku took his shirt off before the game, and people were like, he might get hypothermia, and we thought that it was going to be an obvious run-the-ball game, and then they came out and they threw the ball 40 times.
Yeah, it's like, funny.
Every now and then, Stefanski does do that.
I was thinking about the Cincinnati game to start last year, where it was like a pass-off between Zach Taylor and Kevin Stefanski, and Kevin Stefanski actually blinked first and started running the ball, and that's why they won. And Zach Taylor's like, no, you're not getting Joe Mixon. Joe Burrow's going to throw this thing in the worst weather possible.
That's when he threw for under 100 yards in the game.
Here's the thing. He's going against the coach, who will just decide to run no matter what the weather is.
Yeah.
So, like, you've already taken one of the more conservative coaches in the NFL, and now he's going to be like, yeah, no risky, no bisky, throw down the road, down the field.
Even when Joe Burrow's healthy, the move is still to run the ball with Zach Taylor in the first 2 weeks of the season more times than not.
Big news coming out of Brown Stadium, by the way. Scott Petrak of BrownZone.com sending out just now, no surprise, Browns tight end David Njoku warming up shirtless despite the temperature. There we go.
Hey.
Yeah, let's say David Njoku's back. He's half naked on the football field.
How kismet is that? We were just talking about the Saints game with the shirt off, and then boom, he's back to having the shirt off.
Yep.
Somebody must be feeling himself.
You have to be a different level of vain to want to like risk to risk frostbite on your man chest and like the key spots that you don't want frostbite just because you look that good shirtless.
The Saints game was legitimately negative degrees. I'll never forget watching it with my my father-in-law, and he was like, he's going to get hypothermia out there. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Is it bad? Because, you know, I love David Njoku. You and I, this is a pro Njoku show.
Yeah,
right?
We love David Njoku.
I kind of can't wait to see if he gets fat when he gets older. Just as a heavy set guy, I'm so sick of seeing how well conditioned he is.
Yeah, you see how Mike Tyson looks so jacked?
Yeah. That?
Like, some guys just stay jacked their entire lives.
I kind of hope
they
we get like a.
Have the body shape of like a kangaroo.
Like an early 40s, maybe buys a Corvette, maybe starts grilling himself, and all of a sudden, or maybe gets into baking and he just gets, you know.
You see,
like
answer,
his fat
okay.
will look different than my fat as well.
To answer that question, you have to find out, is he naturally built like that, or is he someone that worked his way into it? Like cyclists, all the cyclists. You ever meet a cyclist that once they get like 45, because all they did was cycle their whole entire life, then they get to 45 and they're still eating 7,000 calories, they all blow up.
I think we hang out in different circles because I've never met a cyclist, let alone a fat retired cyclist.